Lesson 8. These days, doctors can often help people with cancer. However, the treatments may sometimes cause patients to lose their hair. Some charity groups make wigs from human hair for such patients. It takes a lot of hair and about 16 hours of work to make one wig. Young people's hair is usually good for wigs, because it is healthy and strong. Some young people grow their hair long then cut it and send it to the charities. Seventeen-year-old Amanda recently cut her long hair. I was nervous, but I am glad I did this, she said. It made me feel good, because I could help a girl with cancer. Dana, a sixth grader with cancer, lost all her hair. However, she has just received her first wig. I'm so happy. I want to say thank you to the people who gave their hair, Dana said. This charity work began in the U.S. in the 1990s and now other countries have followed. In 2009, a hair salon in Tokyo started a volunteer group to collect hair for wigs for children. They collect hair from salons all over Japan to make the wigs. So far, they have helped about 70 children.